Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch
Weightlifting Fairy. So, Weightlifting Fairy is a youth sports drama inspired by the real story of Olympic weightlifting champion Zhang Miran. The story goes like this. So, Bok Ju, played by Isong Gyo, is a young woman chasing her dream of weightlifting on an athlete college campus. So she develops a crush on her childhood friend's older brother. Her childhood friend teases her and goes along with the act, even helping her, but soon finds himself falling in love with her. So the series is a coming of an age story about a group of college athletes who are fighting on their dreams, experiencing and finding love in the process and growing every step of the way. So yeah, that is the basic synopsis. So Neha, tell me, what made you watch it?
So this was the second K-drama I watched. Yeah, second or third K-drama I watched when I was just new into it. And a lot of my friends had recommended it as one of the first few shows you should watch when you get into K-drama. And I gave it a shot, and I've seen a lot of K-dramas after that. And I feel like this show was Nam Joo Hyuk's best performance. His chemistry with Lee Seung Gyeol was so natural, and that's what kept me interested. And also maybe because they were dating in real life at that point, it came more naturally to them. And another reason that I watched it is because that time I had gotten into watching K-drama and my reel section was full of K-dramas at that point. So I saw a lot of reels about this show and I wanted to watch it. So yeah. What about you, Mehak?
So I watched Weightlifting Fairy recently because of the hype, because people were telling me that, you know, it's one of the best K-dramas to watch. So I did that. The lead couple have this brilliant chemistry in which it goes unnoticed, and also because of Nam Joo Hyuk. So I kept noticing him on Instagram and I was obsessed with him. So yeah, this was the first drama I watched of him, and I'm so happy that I watched this show because I really, really, spoiler, liked it. What stood out to you, Neha?
So basically, the chemistry. They were so cute together, and for the longest time I couldn't see shows where they were not together. Like, I couldn't see any of their performances in other shows for a bit. And I started seeing, like, shows with other actors because I couldn't not see them together. And the conflicts and the character journeys feel all relatable to real life. And because it's a very poignant coming-of-age struggles with this, taking the center stage, the whole transition from friendship to romance is handled very sensitively with a great sense of humor, and the search for purpose and identity underpins everything with a charming emotional poignance, and everything comes alive thanks to the outstanding cast. It was such a nice feel-good show. And I feel like, you know, a lot happening in the show is very, very relatable, because all of us, like, when we go through college life or like high school, we go through the same thing. And, you know, like having innocent crushes on like people way older than you, or even like people in your batch or younger than you, for a matter of fact. And I feel like it was just very, like, very relatable, very nice. I really loved it. I really, really liked this show. What about you, Mehak?
So firstly, as the name suggests, it was quite interesting, like the name Weightlifting Fairy. As the name suggests, it's about a woman who is into weightlifting. To break out social norms, people still don't consider women as strong. So the drama portraying that stood out to me. Talking about weightlifting, there's also a movie in India that is Dangal, and I'm sure people have heard about it if you're from.
So there's this Indian movie, like Bollywood movie, called Dangal, which talks about two like this man who has two daughters and they're like into fighting, and since fighting is not really looked upon as girls to do, I feel like these coming of age stories break that stereotype or that expectation of a women being ladylike. So I feel like not only did it very, very well portray that, but also broke the stereotype of the same. And it showed that just because the girl like, does weightlifting, it doesn't make her, like, any less of a woman.
Yeah.
And just because the boy doesn't do it, doesn't make him any less of a man. So, yeah, I really loved it. And also, there are, like, scenes where they cry. And I think it's fine if both the genders cry. I feel like it's good and it should be normalized.
So, yeah. So, obviously, in Dangal, it also portrays the same thing. How the practice and the everyday struggles that face the food and everything that they had to cut down. It's almost the same shown in both of the shows. The dads of both of the shows were highlighted. Shown supported, which is truly inspirational. I think of the concept like female power and doing something that only boys can handle is just powerful. Like, you know, both of them are equally powerful. Apart from that, the funny parts and the last scene at the airport where she wins, when she wins the medal and straight goes and hugs Namjoo Hyuk, touched my heart. So that was...
Yeah, that scene gave me like...
Happy tears. So, yeah, the whole concept of this show is very different because I don't think there are much movies or dramas in Korean that portray the same thing.
There is also Stronghold Bokdo.
Yeah, so, that is similar to
that also. So, basically, what I like about these shows is that it shows that men can be sensitive and women can be powerful. And bro, yeah, I feel like this is normalized.
And in this show, so I remember Namjoo Hyuk was shown as this weak character and he cries.
Yeah, like a weak little weakling baby and she's like this strong, tough girl who takes care of him.
So there's this scene.
Not
the childhood scene. So there's this scene in the show where like, because Namjoo Hyuk is really like popular and he's like really, really handsome.
I know the scene.
He's called out by girls on a date, okay? And he's already dating this chick, like the female lead, and nobody knows about it, okay? So she gets to know that he's hanging out with the chick and she goes there and confronts, like, on the table.
Yeah, like, before she even confronts him, she texts him, like, get out, leave, or whatever, where are you? And then he starts getting nervous and he's like, let's go, like, to his friend. He's like, let's scoot. And, like, his friend is like, no, let's stay, whatever, because his friend doesn't know, like, they're dating. And then she's sitting like across him, but he has no idea. Like, she's seeing everything that's happening. And then she just shows up at his table and he freezes. And oh my God, it's so funny. It's so funny, that scene. There's also this one scene where they're sitting in like the bus. And he's looking really cute and all these girls in the bus like look at him like, oh, he's so cute, oh, he's so cute.
And she covers his face.
Yeah, like, she hears it and then she like, he's wearing a turtleneck, so she covers like his face like, you're my boyfriend, you can't like, you know, other girls can't like you. Yeah. And then he's like, what are you doing? But it's so cute.
And inside only he's smiling and he's like all happy and
cheerful. He's so proud. There's this one. Actually, the show has like a lot of good scenes, but there's this one scene where they haven't started dating yet, but they go up to the terrace, like they have a like little setup where they drink and all, and they go to the terrace and the warden is coming and boys and girls can't be there together, so they hide on the bunk beds and the warden comes and goes, but he just wants to like hug her and like, you know, lie down with her or whatever.
And also, so he says that the visible, like, you know, when you sleep on the second like bunk bed, so you're not visible because there are lights and everything, so they were there for a bit.
And he lies to her saying that the warden is still there, but the warden isn't there and he just wants to like chill with her for longer. And it's so cute. Oh, the show is adorable. If you want something to make you feel good,
this is the top rated feel good shows.
Yeah, I am telling you, watch it. We though give it full 9/10. I would give it a 9/10.
And actually Neha watched it with me for the second time.
Yeah, I watched it once before and then I watched it with Mehek again. It's so cute. Even like the side characters are really cute. I didn't get the side lead syndrome in this because
same.
I feel like the side lead also had a good story going on, so yeah, I quite liked it. And the whole thing about gaining weight and losing weight, it's not easy to do either, so I like the fact that that's shown in the show, because there are skinny girls and there are bulking girls. Obviously for their personal professions they're doing the same, but just to bulk up, it's the same kind of like journey, or it's just as hard to when you're trying to lose weight. And I like the fact that that's shown. I feel like the show tackles a lot of different aspects that are very normal now, but they are not normalized yet. But I feel like the show did a very good job at doing the same, and even the Hindi movie Dangal did a very good job at doing the same. Okay, so let's talk about what's next for the main leads. Mehak, you tell me.
So Namjo Hyuk is coming in an upcoming drama called Here. So story of Here follows people who work in an international non-profit organization. So the leads are Shinmei.
Shinmina, I love Shinmina. She's so cute. I love her. She's from Oh My Venus.
Yeah. And I'm super excited for that. And a drama called 2521. So basically the synopsis for this drama is that it takes place from 1998 to 2021. In 2008, in a world that seems on the brink of disaster, two people aged 22 and 18 meet for the first time and end up hurting each other at the age of 23 and 19. At 24 and 20, they learn to trust each other, and the age 25 to 21, they start to fall in love. So this is also like a show to look forward to. So it airs on December 27th this year, so be prepared. And he's also coming in a movie called Remember. What about the female
lead? Lee Seung-gyu, basically she's coming in a show called Shooting Star, which talks about like all the people who work behind the scenes in the entertainment industry, such as the PR team, managers, reporters and all. And she's also coming in a movie called Broker, and basically this is about a murder mystery. It's basically when a daughter of a minister of justice gets murdered. The star lawyer Choi Sang-min is put in charge to the case, and basically he teams up with like a domestic lawyer, and they try to find, you know, like the facts of the case. They try to get to the bottom of the case or whatever. So okay, now getting to how we felt after watching the show, I'll go first. I feel like it was a very light-hearted, funny, easy show to watch. And it's not very focused on complications. It's a very cute love story. The script writing was done really well. And it's a romance without really exaggeration. It's something that talks about friendship to lovers, which is the best kind of way to fall in love, according to me. And I feel like it focuses more on personality of people than just superficial beauty. And it also talks about the fact that everybody has insecurities. And I really love this show. Actually, I don't think I'd give it a 9. I think I'd give it a 10 out of 10. You should watch it. Definitely watch it. What about you, Mehak?
So obviously, this show was very inspiring. It's very heartwarming. It's a beautiful, beautiful love story between two friends. And it is also very realistic, that I felt. And it talks about real aspects of life and, you know, how people have to go through a lot of hardships to get into this Olympics, like, you know, sports category. And it was really inspirational to go through the entire journey from the first episode itself. So it talks about a lot of things, but the romance part was amazing and I truly loved it. I would recommend it 10 out of 10.
Yeah, so it would suit anybody that wants a good laugh, wants an easy show to watch.
Correct. It's nothing
too hard
drama
to follow show, like follow ahead with. And if you are like, if you don't like romance and you don't like cheesy shows, then you can skip it. But if not, if you don't mind romance and comedy, then 10 out of 10, go for it.
Perfect rom-com, perfect everything.
Too good. Loved it. Yes.
There's no exaggeration and it's perfect.
Yeah. And shows that you can watch maybe to get over this show or after this show is Waikiki 1 and 2.
And Strong Girl Bok Soju.
Bok Dosu.
Yeah.
So, because that is also like a coming of age story. So I feel like these shows would be suited for anybody that likes Weightlifting Fairy. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social
at K-drama station on Instagram. We are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye guys.
Bye.